because my gosh, we need an education. But people need, honestly, if you're going to talk about helping any university, Hillsdale College doesn't get any federal funding. In fact, Hillsdale College rejects federal funding. They are anti-federal funding. They don't accept any of it. This is they're a small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan. And the only thing that they care about are merit and character. They don't care about color, sex, any of that stuff. They care about the strength of character, ability, and intention. And they also believe in America's great heritage of liberty. They get the difference between conservatism and republicanism as the party. And they foster open and honest debate. They've been doing this since they were founded in 1844. It's one of the few places in this country where people can go and get an actual education and be and shown the open door to critical thinking. They have a short video over at Dana4FORHillsdale.com. where they show you just exactly how Hillsdale's work is effective in defending American liberty, not just on its campuses, but across the country. To learn more about the mission of Hillsdale College, visit Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Hillsdale College, developing minds and improving hearts.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, you know, I think Fireball is kind of like the pumpkin spice, maybe, of the liquor world. I saw a meme that says, oh, this candle smells like Fireball. So I was like, no, that's cinnamon gel. Let's see. This headline, drunk Florida man takes company car for a spin after downing two Fireball shots, say deputies. Marion County, Florida, Lee Rushing was charged with a DUI after an incident that unfolded Monday. They said the 61-year-old man was reported to be driving under the influence. They pulled him over. His eyes were watery. He smelled like cinnamon. And he said he just had a couple shots of Fireball. He failed every sobriety test. And then he had knee injuries that prevented him from doing the other things. He was released after a $1,000 bond. Whew. Kel-Tec's P15. This is such a great, great gun. The P15 stands for 15 pews at standard capacity, ladies and gentlemen. It's the awesome, the lightest, slimmest double stack concealed carry 9mm that's on the market. And unloaded, it's 14 ounces, holds 15 plus one rounds. You ever tried them in fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable, fiber optic rear, striker fire, reliability, very nice trigger. Now, that comes in two versions. You have the polymer version, which has that awesome gator grip texture. And it's just awesome. It's super light. I love the polymer version. I don't feel as bad about getting that one dirty because the metal version, it has these really classic wood grips on it. It has a very nice, comfortable feel, and it's just a good looking gun. That one's the fancy one. That one looks a little fancier. So like if I'm carrying me, even if it's concealed and no one's seeing it, I'm probably gonna take the P15 metal for the fancy things. And then when I'm going out, you know, and just like maybe doing some training outside, something like that, I'll have my polymer. But the P15 is awesome. This is a great concealed carry 9mm. It's light. It's thin. It's the smallest one that I had up until this point was my 43X. This is lighter and thinner than that. And I think we need a lot of options nowadays for concealed carry. For public safety and self-defense, make the P15 your concealed carry go-to. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Did y'all see the editorial? Is it USA Today? I'm pulling it up. I have it up, actually. I have 1,011,000 windows up. Why? I have a 4.5-foot wide screen. Why? I don't know if you saw it, but they had this story. Editorial by Hunter Biden. I first saw it from Brian Stelter. This is mean of me. Potato. Brian Stelter. Hunter Biden said, quote, "What troubles me is the demonization of addiction, of human frailty, using me as its avatar, and the devastating consequences it has for the millions struggling with addiction, desperate for a way out, being bombarded by the denigrating and near constant coverage of me and my addiction on Fox News." Because, see, everybody but Hunter Biden should have consequences, except for him. Everyone but him should have consequences for lying on a 4473. Oh, my gosh. Don't you dare talk about Hunter Biden enriching himself off the CCP at the expense of national security, engaging in human trafficking, violating gun laws, violating the FARA Act. You're demonizing his coke addiction. How darest thou? This is the oh my gosh. He literally, this published today. Oh my gosh, the headline. Kane, I need something. I need a stress doll, the one where its eyes bulge out. Note to self, stress doll. Hunter Biden, I fought to get sober. Political weaponization of my addiction hurts more than me. He wrote that. My struggles and my mistakes have been fodder for a violent sustain. He's mad about the criticisms against his family. This is... let me read it to you. Today in Hunter Biden. It's like the... This is like the my grandma's afternoon stories. So he writes this. Over 4 years ago, I chose a life over the slow, strangled death grip of addiction, which in my case consisted of each day of a bottle of vodka and as many hits on a crack pipe as possible. I'm prouder of that choice and of my recovery than anything I've done. My family. Oh, and then he gets into, my struggles and my mistakes have been fodder for a violent, sustained disinformation campaign against my father and an all-out annihilation of my reputation through high-pitched but fruitless congressional investigations. Well, they're still ongoing there, champ. And more recently, criminal charges for possessing an unloaded gun for 11 days 5 years ago. Charges that appear to be the first of ever of their kind brought in the history of Delaware. But he says you're denigrating addiction. What, you're demonizing addiction and human frailty by using me as its avatar. That's what he's writing here. Can I just go back to the one? I mean, he only, as a drug addict, illegally possessed a gun for 11 days. I mean, only. Probably blew cocaine off it. I don't know.
I thought it got
snorted cocaine off it. What?
I thought it got rid of it.
Oh, yeah. His sister-in-law lover threw it in a trash can across the street from an elementary school. Golly. He is saying that you can't criticize him because my crimes that I committed are the same thing as the addiction. If you denigrate me, you're denigrating addiction. That is the worst logic ever. Do you know why it's the worst logic ever? Because he's exploiting addiction to dodge accountability for his crimes. I've known addicts. I've had addicts in my family. Not all addicts sell out their country to the Communist Chinese Party to enrich themselves. And not all criminals are addicts. He chose to do that. And now he's going to try to say that you can't hold him accountable or criticize him for it because of his addiction. I wouldn't be surprised if his logic is, maybe I should try to avoid more accountability by keep doing the drugs. That way, I'm an addict. You're denigrating my addiction. Instead of in the past tense, make it current. I mean, I've heard some stuff before. Isn't that like one of the first steps of recovery is to accept responsibility for the actions you choose to make? I mean, it seemed like, and someone else made this point, he didn't really show any interest in getting sober until the fit, as they would say, hit the shan. Right?
Yeah.
You can't talk about how he violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act. His addiction, though. You can't talk about him being illegally in possession of a firearm. He only had it for 11 days 5 years ago. I mean, come on. Meh. Jiminy Christmas. I am pretty amazed. He actually wrote this whole entire editorial about that. But he just admitted to a crime. He admitted to all these crimes in the city. What a stupid moron. I mean, goodness. And then he tried to get into his mom's suicide. What? I thought she was, what? I guess she ran on purpose with her kids in the car in front of a oncoming truck. Interesting. Because see, remember how Joe Biden went around and was saying that his wife was killed by a drunk driver and the guy wasn't drunk at all? His wife just didn't stop at a stop sign? Huh. Huh. He gets mad and says that people posted altered nude photos of him. What, was he good looking before? Did they just make them ugly? Like, I don't understand. Like, what? Did they Photoshop clothes off of him? That all came off his laptop. The FBI confirmed it was his. Oh my gosh, he hits everything. He hits about his brother. He goes into everything. Like, all of these things are why you should not hold me accountable for any of the crimes that I chose to commit. Because of the drugs. That's why. I think what he's doing actually sets back addiction and people who are trying to deal with addiction. That's what he's doing, because he's saying that you can do whatever you want. If you're an addict, you got to get out of jail free card. There's no expectation of accountability. And recovery starts with that. I think him using addiction as a get out of jail free card sets that recovery back for everybody else. And it makes everybody else look suspect. Like I said, I've known addicts. I've had addicts in my family. Not every criminal is an addict. And not every addict goes out and sells out national security or does the crazy stuff that he did, engages in human trafficking, does all these things. Not every addict does that. He is just a privileged, aging brat who thinks that he is still in his 20s and that he can do whatever he wants because daddy's the president. Hunter Biden is a privileged white trash brat in an almost 60-year-old's body. It is insane that he is coddled and treated like a child in this manner. New film that is out, and it's from the people who brought you The Chosen, and it's Angel Studios and it's The Sound of Freedom and The Chosen. And Angel Studios is introducing a new film called After Death, and it looks at the ultimate mystery of what happens from when people have been on, you know, at death's door, who have died and, you know, come and have been brought back to life, whether their heart stops, etc. These are the perspectives of individuals who've, you know, kind of gone through this. And it uses first person accounts. And they also incorporate a lot of scientific knowledge and very careful research to give a very well-rounded picture of what life could be like in the next realm. It's rated PG-13. They have a whole group of experts in the fields of science and philosophy and medicine, and they all have this very unique insight into the phenomenon of the near-death experience. And you can go and see it in theaters. You can also get tickets for others. It's the pay it forward concept, where you can provide free tickets for others to see the film who may not be able to do so because, you know, times are tough economically. But you can find After Death in theaters now and find a theater near you. And to purchase tickets online, you can visit angel.com/Dana. And you can also find the pay it forward information as well, angel.com/Dana. And leave your preconceptions at the door and just buckle up for a very interesting, never before seen glimpse into what the next life could entail in After Death, which is in theaters now. To get your tickets today or to pay it forward, visit angel.com/Dana. That's angel.com/Dana. After Death, the end is only the beginning. Rated PG-13.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So everybody has heard of Vanta Black, right? Vanta Black is like the blackest black color that you can ever buy. It like sucks the light out of a room, except you can't actually buy it. I mean, it was developed for UK's defense ministry, and apparently it's also reportedly carcinogenic, but you can get Black 4.0. Now, Black 4.0 is the blackest paint that you can actually purchase. And really don't have, there's not a reflection on it. It is apparently discomforting for people to see it. It is really, it's like, it sounds amazing, and I want to paint a whole house in it. I would I would be the person that has the black 4.0 house, not going to lie. That sounds so cool. I want to paint something with it. I don't even know what, Kane. We got to do in the new studio. Maybe I can paint something with the black 4.0. Apparently, though, it's really expensive. Like a, it's not like a bucket. It's like a bottle. It's like $50. I don't know if that's actually realistic. But anyway, it's just, you know, kind of, it's kind of cool to know there's a super goth black out there. Let's see. Cannabis Candies. What a weird name. That's so, I'm sorry. Cannabis sounds so bougie. It doesn't it? Right? I know what it's, I know, just say pot. Like when you say cannabis, just stop it. Shut up. You're just trying to sound pretentious. So anyway, there was some pot candy. Kids that were in Alameda, of course it's California, they found pot-infused fruit chews amongst the candy that they received. I bet it chilled them out. No, I'm just kidding. They said, well, I'm not. Don't give your kids pot chews. It says that one child ingested the THC candy, became ill, and sought medical attention so bad. Two families found the weed candy amongst the treats that they got at a PTA event. They were labeled as Lost Farm cannabis-infused fruit chews. How much you want to bet that someone just didn't know? It was like some stoner who's like, oh, I guess I know candy. How about some of these? This is like, right? Wait, how much you want to bet that they just thought, it's just a fruit juice? It's like having ginkgo biloba. It's just like that. Remember ginkgo biloba? Oh my gosh. Sidebar, when I was in high school track, I was varsity, and like from the get-go, and my mom gave me ginkgo biloba caplets, and one of these girls who was like suckier than me, and I always beat her, and she was jealous. She was trying to say that I was on performance-enhancing drugs. I'm like, it's ginkgo biloba from the health food store, you fruitcake. Anyway, a trooper wrangled a wayward chicken, a banjo cover band of metal songs, Wayward Chicken. A trooper wrangled a wayward chicken off an off the interstate in Seattle. That chicken didn't cross the road. There's video of it, and it's hysterical. He totally wrangled that chicken. I love it. I have a short fuse anyway. I have no tolerance. Some people say I'm cold. I'm not. I'm just very logical. And you feel like your tank is empty. I want to show you two videos. And this is going to seem weird. Like I said, I'm changing it up. The first video, who was this? This was some musician in Texas. And he, you know, some people travel, some people work. Halloween night. I think it's a great time for door-to-door evangelism. Don't send me your emails about it. But, you know, he had a bucket of candy out and it said, take one piece of candy, please. One piece of candy per kid. Because he had home, he was working. And these people came up and this mom loaded up these kids' candy bags, looking right at the damn camera. They just, I mean, it was like a welfare free-for-all. Loading up handfuls. They're just, you know, loading up their bags. If you're watching the simulcast, Channel 347, DirecTV, YouTube, Facebook, Juan's showing it to you. If you're listening to the radio show across the country, you can hear some of it there. Just they emptied this whole container. Emptied the whole container. Now, I watched this. I saw this video yesterday at probably the most cynical point of my day. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Everything's horrible. Everything just sucks. And it just feeds into the cycle, right? It feeds into it. You're just like, everything's horrible. Look at how horrible people are. People are horrible. And then you're like, what's the purpose? Let's just let the world go to hell in a handbasket. Bring on Smod. I want to show you another video that probably won't get as many views. Because this is the one that made me stop. I don't know where this is. It's not the porch of a famous singer. They don't have big old grand columns on their porch, but they did have one of those little doorbell cameras. Same situation. You know, the person was out, they were working, doing whatever, and they had a bowl of candy, and it said one piece, and it was gone predictably. And the kids, they show up and they look at it and it's empty, and what do? They're like, there's no candy. And this one little boy with his little plastic sword goes up and he looks and he's like, I'm gonna fix it. He puts his sword down. And he empties his bucket of candy into this bowl of candy. And the little girl comes up and starts doing the same thing. And then the other little girl who's dressed up as Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas and Has My Heart, she does the same thing. And they're like, okay. And they load it in there. And then one kid takes one little piece of candy back. It's, I love it. Oh my gosh, I love it. Shakespeare said, which was popularized further in modern times by Willy Wonka, So shines a good deed in a weary world. And I saw that video, I think, right about the time I was supposed to see that video, right when I was on the cusp of just like, bring on smod. I will go in my front yard and I'll have a glass of whiskey, a dram of whiskey, and I will drink my whiskey and laugh as I watch the flaming fireball of molten rage hurtle towards Earth and end us all. And I was right at that moment when I saw this video. I'm like, well, there goes, ruins my Heather's moment. Gosh. But it was, you know, there's good in the world still. And as I said, as I started this, I said, there's one or two ways to look at the time we're in. Just like there's one or two ways to approach the empty candy bowl on the neighbor's porch. You can fill it and you can take from it. And I was thinking about this. I'm like, okay, yeah, it sucks. Everything's horrible right now. Inflation. You know, the economy. Are we going to World War III? I don't know. Seems like all the people who tell us that we're in biblical times seem awful close to the truth right now, maybe more than ever. But if not us, then who? And if not now, then when? For a time for a people such as this. I don't think that we are all put on this earth in this particular time period for just chance. I don't believe in that. I think that there's a reason why we're all here. And instead of looking at it as a burden, maybe we should look at it as a privilege. And maybe we should look at it like, well, there's something about all of us that maybe God was like, yeah, these people can handle it. Let's put them here. These people got it. They can get through this.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.